The other day, I took my boy to the docks and my dog. We're teams and teams of sci-fi, outer space-looking catfish come swimming around, lurking slow in the water, wanting some food. And one tiny morsel goes in, they start flopping all over each other, and it just becomes a big meat bath. All you see are little sprigs of water flying in the air, but other than that, it's just a big fish fest. And while that happened, my youngest Miles had coaxed a guy, grandpa with this kid, illegally fishing off the dock to give him some morsels of bread and a bag. And once he did, and he started throwing those morsels in, he got the bug. Anybody else that came by, he'd point and say, "Food." And as he went up to one man and did sign language for food, I told my son to stop. And by that time, the man looked at me and said, "Does he know sign language?" And when I answered yes, he said, "My youngest, my baby, has no hearing in one ear and does sign language." And I explained to him that mine is in the autism spectrum. And at that, he showed him a fish he caught. And Miles, my son, kept saying, "Food, food." And with this, the man disappeared into the bait shop I thought was closed and went in and bought two bags of food. And before I could even contemplate what had happened, he was gone and said, "Don't worry about it. It's only a dollar." And it's that right there that makes me convinced that human beings genuinely have a seed of good within them. There's something that wants to give. There's something that wants to thrive, to have that feeling of being interconnected. As that man walked away, all I had was a 20 in my wallet, not enough time to break it to make him wait. He wouldn't have taken the dollar anyways. So this is the you out there in the world, giving the fish some food and a kid a smile. It's awful nice to think that the spokes of light turn a little brighter for all of us with stories like these.